My name's Ed Piskor.
I'm Jim Rugg.
And I'm Tom Scholey.
And we're going to be looking at Todd McFarlane's audition film for his future career on Spider-Man and The Incredible Hulk. But first, Jimmy, what do you have?
Patreon.com/Jim Rugg, where you can download out-of-print zines and mini-comics. I have about a dozen of them up there. And I just posted this one. It's a Street Angel sketchbook from 2013 that I just found the files for. So you can see that. You can see original art, scripts, a lot of process stuff, how I make the comics that I make. Especially Street Angel. That's all at patreon.com/Jim Rugg.
Tom, what you got?
I wrote and drew a biography of Jack Kirby called Jack Kirby, The Epic Life of the King of Comics. I also did Fantastic Four Grand Design, which tells the whole story of the Fantastic Four. And check out what I'm working on now at patreon.com. Just search Tom Scholey. And I have a YouTube channel called Total Recall Show.
Red Room Comics in the Wild, Murder on the Dark Web for Fun and Profit is the name of the game. Two issues of Red Room are out there on the stands right now. New comics coming out every 4 weeks or so. And each issue completely self-contained. So if you see an issue, grab an issue. Get it put on your pull list at your local comic shop or order it through the Fantagraphics website at my link tree in the description below this video. Or you could hit up my Patreon and read these comics online right now. If you go to patreon.com/Ed Piskor, $3 for the archive there. Over 100 pages of comics are online as we speak. Now, guys, you ever check out these Infinity Incorporateds that McFarlane did before he came over to Marvel?
Yeah, I don't know if I have.
I don't know them well.
Pretty fun stuff, man. It's, what year? 1985. He worked on a couple dozen of these comics with Roy Thomas. And if you know the Todd McFarlane lore, he started to get a little restless because he sort of knew that Roy Thomas would keep his hooks in him for as long as he continued penciling these pages. He was very comfortable here, but he just jumped ship and went to Marvel, tried to stretch his wings a little bit more. But off the bat, I mean, take a look at the wild
love it
kind of page compositions.
I can remember reading an interview with him where he talks about, you know, this time period and being a little bit more inventive in his page layouts and sort of peeling that back in order to reach a wider audience.
Right.
To be more appealing to the, you know, to a mainstream audience. So it's interesting to see this stuff, one, because he's conscious of that, but also to see him going in this direction that, you know, maybe he went a little different in the future. But it's kind of cool to see him pushing this way.
It's fun because as sort of,
you know, like some of these, like, that's such a narrow panel, you know, it's really interesting to play with space like that.
Yeah, George Perez would do those kinds of things. But as such a new talent in comics, he's going to try some stuff in here.
I mean, that's good looking.
That
good
just looking won't page. Work. I detect, like, Simonson in there.
Yeah, I was going to say some Gil Kane.
This is very McFarlane-esque, you know, the big profile face shot. Look at that.
Look at these.
That's really doing something.
These are some RC Cola superheroes, by the way.
They are. This is that coated paper. That's a really nice, you know, like half splash.
I recognize her.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, the color on these, though, with the coated paper really makes them, it's so saturated. I don't know if that's Baxter paper exactly, but it's before they figured out, like, it's a different palette, you know, on this white paper that doesn't absorb everything.
I think he's got the same arms as that Captain America on that, was that a Spider-Man cover?
Yeah, there's a lot of recognizable McFarlane
he's
drawing.
He's starting to get into the you know, anchor image.
Absolutely. And there's like a MacGuffin in the past two issues that we looked at. Like, there was a MacGuffin of televisions at the top of the previous
this
issue.
This is super cool. Overhead shot of a road in a very bizarre-shaped panel that moves down the page.
Kind of like, I guess, like a hyperactive young artist.
Yeah.
You know, this kind of makes me think of, like, his, the art of Todd McFarlane.
Oh, yeah.
Like, getting into his early stuff, and you see, like, the early Spawn, who's kind of like a sci-fi character.
Very full pages, too. You know, like, he's spending whatever time, he's putting in full days on these pages. These do not look like anything that's deadline crunched or, you know, cutting corners.
I feel like he has a self-caricature.
Probably his favorite thing he drew in the first couple years of his career.
Check the signatures on that baseball.
Yeah, right.
I love this kind of stuff, like those tall vertical, just the unusual shaped panels. It's a strange design thing.
Yeah, and it is interesting what you say about
some, like, more of that weirdness.
Getting, like, you know, simplifying his approach just to be more popular, to be more successful. You know, like, work smarter,
yeah,
not harder.
Yeah, it must be the Comics Journal interview. I'm guessing, is where I read it. I could be wrong, but I think that's probably where it came up. And that's exactly it, Tom. It was like a choice to be more popular.
Look at Mr. Bones, Red Cape Boy.
Nice, yep.
Starting to see some things, yeah. Right?
Talk about carrying on.
Am I right, fellas?
I know that guy.
And look, he can draw cute.
Look. Yeah, I saw that. Where was it? Some spank material for the furries out there.
But yeah, I mean, look at that. Like, we're pretty much there.
Just got to put a little hamburger meat on that skull.
It reminds me of the MacGyver episode where he finds a skull and he puts like pencil erasers on it and then clay to rebuild the face of who it is. It's the most preposterous thing.
We're really there. Like, yeah, we are there.
Uncanny.
That's fun.
I'm surprised this isn't more well known for that reason. This was always a page layout I thought was incredible.
One of my favorites, man, because it's like, when you get here, it's like, where do you read that?
Hey, at least they're smart and only have word balloons in one of those. Mm-hmm. You know, that cuts down on some of the confusion. Another one of those overhead shots with panels buried inside of it, insets. Man, he's leaning into the design part, you know, with the skulls on either side of that overhead shot.
We're going to blow this comic up.
Yeah. What year are we at with this?
85, 86.
85. Okay.
Yeah,
it really is the beginning for him.
Yeah, because the cape, I mean, that's like a mature McFarlane cape. Like everything else, he's like kind of figuring out, but that cape is you know.
Yeah, 100%. That cape is the cape we find in the image. I'm also impressed by the number of panels on these pages.
Yeah.
You know, like he's pulling like 8-10 panel pages on many of these. Wow.
Yeah, if that Skull and Bones guy, if his secret identity is a surfer dude, shit.
Tony D kind of art, Neil Adamsing him up a bit here with some of that.
I'm impressed by how unique each of these issues has been so far in terms of layout.
Yeah. Right.
Where it feels like he keeps trying to come up with different ways to make interesting pages. You know, there's no obvious bag of tricks that he's pulling from. It feels like each one is some new stuff. Like that sound effect, I don't think we've seen anything quite like that. It's a very graphic treatment.
I bet you he's adding a lot of his like little stuff and the anchor is just like, probably. Nah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, smoothing it out.
Nah,
it would be amazing to see pencils from this. I mean, speaking of sound effects playing around, that's something I haven't seen in comics probably until the 2000s.
That's pushing as far as it goes, because try to say that. Right?
Very true. Negative version of the cape.
That looks like some black and white explosion quarter bin.
It does.
Superhero. That's a power comic guy. Right?
Yeah, it's interesting seeing McFarlane working with like a Roy Thomas, like somebody who's like so like from the old school.
Yeah, I bet reading this would be a chore. A lot of words on these pages. A
lot of words, man. A lot of words. But I think that Thomas kind of like sort of sensed his kind of doe-eyed fanboy qualities or something. Like, this is hyper fanzine artwork.
He's doing stuff that you just don't see other places.
Better not use up all your spawn meter.
You know, like the giant headshots and stuff, they make for attractive pages. Presumably you like these characters if you're buying this book. And you don't see that in too many comics, that kind of approach. It's a little bit fan service-y.
She-Hulk makes a cross-company appearance.
Yeah, let me know when you're going to post this episode so I can get these comics before the price goes up.
Yeah, these are quarter bin finds, man.
Yeah, I see these in dollar bins and stuff when I'm diving.
There goes that spawn cape again.
Mm. Even the spawn hand.
Oh, yeah.
He knows a good thing when he sees it.
That's a pretty classic kind of page layout. You know, throw your character in the middle of the page. Some diagonals that point to him.
Right.
This is great.
That's a good one to get paid for.
Love that he's breaking it down as if there's stuff going on, too, instead of like an 8-panel grid.
You know,
that's fun. That clipboard is fun.
He's done his work in the other pages.
I like that a lot.
I thought you were going to say this right here.
I like that too. That skeleton's just hanging out in bed.
I thought he had a spoon and was like in the process of eating.
He's got a tray of food in front of him.
Yeah, where does it go? Nicotine gum? What is this comic? Wasn't this a villain in one of the Grant Morrison Animal Mans? It's probably the only time I really saw that character.
It's another fun page layout with the film borders.
When you get this idea, then it's like you got to figure out this part, right? What the heck do we
do here? You could run panels on there, and they wouldn't even be that hard to read. You know, you would just go, you just follow the path.
Yeah, you know what? Like the editors were such kind of sticklers that they wouldn't allow that sort of thing, I don't think.
Bunch of jerks. Editors. Auditioning for Green Lantern.
I do like the aesthetic. Like, I like these colors on this paper. Like, it's just kind of fun to look at.
Yeah, I don't hate this bright kind of, you know, super saturated palette.
Those are McFarlane hands right there. Those little chunky stubs. Peanut. You gotta draw peanuts.
How about that Watchmen ad, man?
Oh, yeah.
Talk about a time period.
There it is.
Dave Gibbons would do all those, like, standalone, you know, like the character pieces for the ads. It's pretty cool to see.
Oh, man. See, when they start playing with this stuff, I thought that he was going to get to ink the whole piece. But nah, still got the inker on the horn.
These are pretty impressive, and I can see how this would give you some options as a, you know, like I bet some editors were talking to him whenever they would see these issues.
Yeah.
Especially for a young guy, that this is what he's doing in some of his first published work. I mean, that's just impressive.
He's selling these characters pretty well, too, these sort of like Z-list characters. You know, I could, like, had this team stayed together longer, they could have built this into something.
You're right about the fanzine thing, though. This does look like a deep cut from the direct market. Yes.
Some David Kraft comic artwork.
Like AC Comics.
Yeah. Look at that, Mangone Otomo.
There's a lot of McFarlane in that one.
When he's drawing that, I mean, he's got to be like, just let me draw, like, Dr. Octopus or something.
Yeah, it has to be impossible to take that seriously.
Yeah, these, like, Roy Thomas jerk sessions. You know Roy cares about this stuff.
Yeah, for Roy, this is, like, probably his childhood dreams coming true. That's a fun panel. The top of the hat is like the panel.
Yeah.
McFarlane showing some pride.
Yeah, he probably spent some extra time on that page.
Let's check out another. Wow, he's growing. Our boy's growing.
Yeah.
When you see these thick panel borders, man, that makes me think of like that Marshall Rogers influence.
That's another Calgary, another Canadian reference, so I think he's trying harder on that page.
You could see the bits, man, that just get...
Totally.
I mean, this is what's fun about looking at, like, early entries from a well-known artist.
It's Hulk.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, color that green. Color that guy, that Solomon Grundy green.
It's his Hulk.
Oh, man, 100%. Like, I think that might even be a panel that's in the Hulk. It's neat, too, whenever you come back. Like, this page, to me, is not as McFarlane-esque, right? Maybe a deadline crunch, something he's not interested in. So it's neat to kind of see it coming and go, coming in and out of focus.
Right.
Wow.
Man.
Totally in focus there. That's ridiculous. How did he not do capes for, like, 5 years?
Nuts.
It's hilarious to think, like, okay, where's he fully developed? The cape. Mm-hmm. Figured out the capes early. Yeah.
This bone guy's been in a hospital bed for 3 issues.
He's not getting any better.
This is probably like a bi-monthly book, too, so it's like he's been in there for 6 months. Half a year.
Gotta love these kind of pages, man, where, you know, get that done pretty quick.
Not as good as the all-black panels, but pretty close second. That's a good cape. That's a good cape as, like, panel border, too.
Yeah, it is so funny that he's doing, like, a full-on McFarlane cape in the midst of, like, just more, like, run-of-the-mill kind of stuff everywhere else.
And he even has, like, a chain around the neck.
Yeah, he does. Just needs to be skulls.
The chain will improve. Right, yeah. Yeah, trim that off on either side with a skull and you're in business.
How about that, man? A little hourglass panel gimmick.
His page designs really are on display here. You know, you can see him pull that part back, but it's neat to see him going through all these different page designs.
Yeah, there's no grid. No simple grids, man, from the start. All right, man, let's do one more real quick.
Yeah.
What the heck?
Strong opener.
Yeah.
He delivers on all of these, on these splash pages, too. That first page is usually very strong. I like this stuff, like the little logos.
Nice. Oh, my goodness. This RC Cola superhero.
Yeah, you think if McFarlane couldn't make make this book into a seller,
yeah,
like cancel this thing.
It ain't happening. Hey, Todd, man, how much? I know this one hasn't sold.
Those are outstanding. Wow.
Getting a lot of FaceTime with these pigeon guys.
I think these characters are real big in Canada. They were like his childhood favorite.
Man, I'm so mad this isn't a character in any of his current comics. Like, bring in a bird character to Spawn. Got like 10 Spawn books now.
Yeah, man. I mean, there's all those gorillas and stuff.
The sort of Starlin curved panel border
flashback joints.
Yeah.
I've been drawing some of these curved panels lately.
For what?
They're bullshit to ink.
Yeah. Yeah, that
got to do like piece. A quarter circle. And
that's if you're doing it right. I don't think these guys really do it right. Wow, every spread is the bird guy and his little mohawked friend.
The origin of the savage dragon.
Wow. Eric Larson was taking notes. That looks like
it could
be out of a Spawn issue.
But there's like Mignola-isms in here.
Yeah.
Fascinating stuff.
Really, it really is.
Super fun to look at, man. Whenever we get a hold of some early period.
The Steve Rude Mr. Miracle special ad.
Yeah, just to give you guys a time reference. Context.
I love that part. Like thinking of when these books are all on the racks together and stuff.
So there it is, man. The audition sizzle reel that Todd McFarlane produced, man, to get his high-profile Marvel work.
And for people at home who love this kind of stuff, like, you can find these in dollar bins. This is an 80s book that is not in high demand.
This also speaks very much to some of the stuff that Todd and Rob said in our shoot interviews, where they talked about, like Rob specifically, with like the sort of like lower-tiered studio guys who would draw an issue of Profit and not become superstars and would want to jump to another book. Like, these guys put in some sweat equity. Mm-hmm. 500-600 pages worth of comics. Like, if he started drawing it, you know, in the early issues, and he's up to issue 37, you know, from 15, hundreds and hundreds of pages of comics.
Yeah.
You got to put in the work.
Yeah.
That is a real dedication, too, because, I mean, how much fun can it be to draw these the bird characters? I actually kind of like them, but, I mean, like, this guy's pretty generic.
Yeah. Yeah, shit.
What a weird cast. What a weird book.
It's one of those Roy Thomas gimmicks, man.
Wow. Well, now all the viewers will be competing with me in those quarter bins, because I will be looking for these.
Kayfabers, like, follow, subscribe to the YouTube channel. Hit the bell. We'll notify you when new vids are available. Jimmy, what do you got?
Join me on patreon.com/JimRug, where you can download out-of-print zines and mini-comics, see my original art, how I make the comics I make. Patreon.com/JimRug.
Tom.
This is what a comic book looks like when Jack Kirby doesn't design the characters. I did a book about the life story of Jack Kirby called Jack Kirby, The Epic Life of the King of Comics. And I also did Fantastic Four Grand Design. And check out my YouTube channel, Total Recall Show.
Red Room Comics are in the wild. 2 issues on the stands as we speak. New issues every 4 weeks are going to your comic shop. Go there, get it put on your pull list, order and pre-order these comics through your comic shop, or hit up the Fantagraphics website at the link tree in the description below this video. Or if you want to read the comics right this minute, go to my Patreon, patreon.com/EdPiskor. $3 gets you the archive there, and you can read over 100 pages of comics. New strips come out every Tuesday.
Subscribe to the Cartoonist Kayfabe e-newsletter at the links below this video. You can find Cartoonist Kayfabe t-shirts and merchandise at the links below this video.
All right, Jimmy, give him the last set of merch in order so we can be on our way.
Read more comics.